A claim over the weekend from the Economic Freedom Fighters that its commander-in-chief, Julius Malema, is being spied on not just by the Gupta family, but also by elements within the state. And Mbuyiseni Ndlozi is the national spokesperson for the Economic Freedom Fighters on the line from Joburg. And Mbuyiseni, good afternoon to you. Thanks for your time. What evidence do you have that the state and the Guptas are spying on Julius Malema?
Well, the Gupta leaks are the central evidence now that we will be not that we not only have but will be using to approach the Inspector General for Intelligence and also open criminal charges against the Gupta family. But we claim that the information that they worked with, it's impossible for them to have without the help of either the Department of State Security or the Home Affairs Department. And knowing that Malus Gigaba is their number one stooge, the time at which they've got the itinerary of the Commander-in-Chief from is the time when he was Minister of Home Affairs. So we believe that they've gotten help from such departments.
Don't you? I mean, this has been going on for a very long time. Julius Malema's old friend, Fikile Mbalula, said in 2012 that people were tapping his phone. There was no investigation after that. I mean, doesn't this go back long before the Gupta family?
Well, in 2012, the Gupta family was still there, so it doesn't go. The point we're trying to make is that beyond the Gupta family, it has been the actual government that has been spying on the commander-in-chief and his movements. But there is evidence now that there is this foreign family who have been welcomed in South Africa, who are abusing the generosity of South African people by spying on leaders of the opposition, and we're going to take them on.
Mbuyiseni, you know and I know that you can go and lay a charge against the police at the police station. You can go to the Hawks, you can go to the Inspector General of Intelligence, but we both know that no one's ever going to go to jail for doing this.
Well, I don't want to assume that. We have to build the case. We have to give the authorities at all times the chance to intervene. That is why in the statement that we have released, we say that we're going to give them a chance, but we're at the same time, you know, warning the Guptas that we're not scared of them. And if they want, the commander-in-chief will take them head on, toe-to-toe, right at their doorstep. So we're not scared of them, and they should be warned, because won't allow anybody to have leverage over the life of our leader, and we do nothing. So the authorities have a chance. That's why we bring these matters to them. And if they don't, we'll be left with no option but to use every revolutionary means available to us to defend our revolution.
Do you think they're following or spying on Julius Malema just because they want to know what he's doing, or could they be planning something else?
Well, we believe that they are planning something else, because the trips in question, you know, they were not publicly announced. So it looks like they are trying to find him in an isolated position somewhere. So we are concerned. I mean, we've heard very suspicious things that have happened in the recent past. Some of the other day, we've had to track a car that was following him for some time, and we were unsuccessful in locating it. But that brings to us, you know, real serious concern about the life of the commander-in-chief.
Mbuyiseni Ndlozi, thank you very much indeed. Do appreciate the time. The national spokesperson for the Economic Freedom Fighters on the line there from Johannesburg.